Exodus 5. And afterwards Moses and Aaron went in and said to Pharaoh, "Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, let my people go, that they may celebrate a feast to me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is Jehovah, to whose voice I am to hearken to let Israel go? I do not know Jehovah, neither will I let Israel go." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to Jehovah our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with sword." And the king of Egypt said to them, "Why do ye, Moses and Aaron, wish to have the people go off from their works? Away to your burdens." And Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land are now many, and ye wish to make them rest from their burdens." And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, "Ye shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as heretofore. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And the number of the bricks they have made heretofore shall ye lay upon them. Ye shall not diminish any of it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry, saying, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God.' Let them put heavier labor on the men, that they may be taken up with it, and not regard vain words." And the taskmasters of the people and their officers went out and spoke to the people, saying, "Thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get yourselves straw where ye may find it, but none of your work shall be diminished." And the people were scattered abroad throughout the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. And the taskmasters urged them, saying, "Fulfill your labors, the daily work, as when there was straw." And the officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmaster had set over them, were beaten. And it was said, "Why have you not fulfilled your task in making brick, both yesterday and today, as heretofore?" Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, saying, "Why dost thou deal thus with thy bondmen? There is no straw given to thy bondmen, and they say to us, 'Make brick,' and behold, thy bondmen are beaten. But it is the fault of thy people." And he said, "Ye are idle, idle. Therefore ye say, 'Let us go and sacrifice to Jehovah.' And now go, work, and straw shall not be given to you, and ye shall deliver the measure of bricks." And the officers of the children of Israel saw that it stood ill with them, because it was said, "Ye shall not diminish anything from your bricks, the daily work." And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them as they came out from Pharaoh. And they said to them, "Jehovah look upon you and judge, that ye have made our odor stink in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his bondmen, putting a sword into their hands to kill us." And Moses returned to Jehovah and said, "Lord, why hast thou done evil to this people? Why now hast thou sent me? For ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people. Neither hast thou delivered thy people at all."